Welcome back to Vikings Connected. I'm Erin Newberg alongside Ben Lieber. We're going to be your hosts all season long, and each week we have a special guest host. Cordero Patterson is going to be joining us, giving us an inside look onto what it means to be an NFL player on and off the field. This week, he's giving us a look at his day off.
What's up, guys? It's your one and only, Cordero Patterson, and I'm showing you what I do on my day off. You know, you have me here at the K-Fan Studios, checking out my boy PA. You know, tune in, and I'm just scrolling through on my day off to show y'all guys how I get it done.
Welcome back, Paul Allen, 9 to noon radio show. It's 9:35. Cordero Patterson, wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings, courtesy of Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park, has come in studio to share a little purple and gold love. Norv kind of moved it all over the field in the preseason. What do you think will be different?
I hope nothing be different, man. You know, we went 4-0 in the preseason, and you know, we hope we can continue that and just build off that.
This is called Know Your Teammates. Why are you giggling?
I'm always giggling.
All offensive players, I have some hints. This person is from Connecticut. He's not Kyle Rudolph, but went to Notre Dame. He plays offensive line. Know Your Teammates, Cordero. Come on.
Oh, Sully.
Give it to him. He's from Connecticut.
I didn't know that.
This offensive player claims he can do 20 pull-ups with his palms facing down. He caught 4 touchdowns last year, all from Matt Cassel.
Okay.
He's a wide receiver, Cordero.
That's a great chance.
Give it to him. It only took 15 hits, but we got there, sweet tender. My tenderoni, she's my only love. Okay. He helps the team in multiple ways. He is a Detroit Lakes, Minnesota native. Give it to him off 2 in. Yeah. See? They shut him down for the first 2 quarters. But he just put a double move on Richard Sherman, and there he goes. Hooked on a feeling. He's Adam Thielen. Okay, last one. Recently became a dad. With marriage, you have to have nerves of steel. He's a quarterback.
Christian Ponder.
Yes. From Colleyville, Texas, by way of Tallahassee.
And that's
I got
a fact.
All his albums.
Hey, guys. Just finished up with my guy, PA. Now it's time to head back to the facility and carry on with the NFL Network.
We're here now. You know, it's going to do the NFL fantasy question. So, no, tune in to your one and only CP and watch me.
I'm pleased to be joined now by one of the most explosive wide receivers in the National Football League, Cordero Patterson. How you doing, Cordero?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I love you in fantasy football for this year. I'm expecting a big year based partially on what I saw at the end of your rookie year in the last 4 games of the fantasy season. Do you go into this season with any expectations in terms of your stats?
Oh, man, I really don't. Man, I can't, man. I don't know what to expect this year. You know, like I said, I hope I play all 16 games this year. And you know, I hope my fantasy points blow up like no other player ever did before, but you know, I'm not expecting no things this year, man. I just hope I do great.
I'm telling you guys out there right now, draft this man, Cordero Patterson.
Well, that's a wrap, guys, man. It's Tuesday. It's my off day, man, so you got to go and check it out yourself, man. It's time for me to go. I got to finish my Tuesday because, like I said, it is my off day.
So it looks like a day off really isn't a day off.
No, never a day off in the NFL. You've got the training room, you got to take care of your body, watch the film, do some charitable works, go talk to the media. So no, never a day off.
Lots of hard work. Hey, thanks for joining us for our first Vikings Connected. Make sure you stay connected and join the conversation using hashtag at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And a big thanks to our friends at Microsoft who provided all this technology behind us. Before we take off for the week, Ben has one special award to give.
Yeah, we talk an all show about the Golden Nacho Award. It's the Ice Bucket Challenges from Chad Greenway, Matt Khalil, and Blair Walsh. So the first ever Golden Nacho goes to Matt Khalil. Congratulations, Matt Khalil.
Well,
very impressive Ice Bucket Challenge. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week. Good show.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
See ya.